flout. Why should you get shook up at all, whoever it is? We've seen it all through history. Who have we seen commit treason against their loved ones? Why, the sister of Fidel Castro said he was a monster that should be destroyed. Didn't she? And he so calmly said, what kind of a sister would say that about a brother? And then he went right on. He said, I'm glad my sister is not approving of me. I'm glad my sister is not saying Fidel lives above his people. Fidel is not a good practicing socialist. He said, that's what I'm glad about. He said, I'm not worried about my sister who's living in capitalist USA talking about me. He said, I'd be worried if she wasn't talking about me. You understand that? You who are living in this socialist community should be worried if your family is not talking about you. Come on now. What did Rosie Ruggiero do? Turned in her own sister for not living up to principle. Doing something that if everybody had done would have endangered the cause. Though her sister's a good person, her sister said that touched her that she was that loyal. And she thought she'd share a thing that she'd done that was not fair to the community, and her sister would keep it. Rosie, the artist, working on our exhibition that the Prime Minister's asked us to do, she went right in and turned it in. Now, a lot of you sigh at that. And you very sighing is going to get your ass in trouble. You say, oh, I don't want my sister to do that. But you sure hope it'll be your neighbor's sister if it's something going to get your ass up all night in a 24-hour meeting. So then you better hope that everything is told that's not right. Come on now. If you don't, you're asking for pain for the whole community. Can't, if you think it's wrong, it'll come all right. It'll come out in the wash anyway. If it isn't wrong, it'll come out when we talk about it and counsel with it. A lot of things don't even come to the discussion of the town forum. Don't say on the floor, but don't come before the town forum. We have counseling where we do most of it. If we have any problems, and we don't have that many problems, really, it's beautiful. What happened to Leanne and Joan Persley carrying money, hundreds of dollars, for the cause? You remember? A man come up to them out of an alleyway in the dark night with a knife. Said, I'm going to cut you if you don't give me the money. They thought on you-know-who, and they laughed and said, why, how? Well, you know, they laughed and were very friendly and smiled and said, if we had any money, we'd give it to you. He put his knife away and walked away. Keep your calm. A lot of it, your face reveals a lot, my dear. And so keep your calm and smile a lot when folk are here, and they're going to see the happiness that we have, right? They're going to see the principles, even that they don't yet want, but they'll all be screaming to have before the day is over. I mean, it's going to be so bad in USA that everybody's going to want what we've got. What had happened in Cleveland? The youngest mayor in the USA was up for recall. He was accused of racism. No, you got it wrong here. He wasn't favoring blacks. Something wrong here. No. He was accused of racism against blacks. And all the black community, Cleveland is a majority city of blacks. And it's made up of minorities. You know, the blacks have a clear majority in Cleveland, Ohio. He was also accused of favoritism. Now, somebody got it mixed up, or I make myself clear. Favoritism, he was given jobs to his family in the police department. Even Hengisto, who, as I said, nepotism, yes. He was, that's what they call it, nepotism. Special privileges to his friends and his relatives. Even Hengisto, who went along with San Francisco as a sheriff and kicked down the doors of those poor people in the International Hotel. We saw that on the TV and in the newspaper. Even Hengisto had to resign his chief of police because he said he couldn't stand the police department, the favoritism that was going on, special privilege and so forth. But what happened? First recall in history on a Sunday. It must have been a lot of Uncle Tom's because it lost. In a community with 65% black, he was not put out of office. You said it, brother. Thank you, Reb. They went to church rather than look after the here and now. That's the danger of religion. It's an opiate. Cleveland going to hell under his administration, the youngest mayor of of Cleveland, but they were too busy in the house of the Lord. That's probably why they engineered the city fathers that wanted to keep on the corruption, engineered it to be on Sunday, because they know where they could count on us folk being on Sunday. We wouldn't let our sick mother keep us out of the Lord's house. I don't mean us, but you know what I'm talking about. You know our folk, you know our brainwashed folk of the working class, black, white, brown, polka dot. They wouldn't be kept out of the house of the Lord for anything. They'd drag your ass to church if you were dying. What? Come on now. Let's see if Mary, how she feels. You know, nurses should always go around. I know Mary don't look to me like she's doing too well. Mary Walker. My thoughts and love always, I'm with the collective, but I'm also with the individual. So I expect medical people, nurses are to take a turn. That's assigned duty. You're to take a turn, have your turn, to go around and look through this community. And they report to me people who need to be relieved. Okay, I'm going to move faster. What is planned for Camp David? Well, you know, it's a meeting between Carter and Egypt and Israel. Israel and Egypt. Begin and Sadat and Carter. And the Russians are greatly concerned about it. The Secretary of the United Nations is greatly concerned about it. Says it's a separatist sellout. In fact, they seem to be as concerned about that as some of China's efforts to get USA and USSR in nuclear conflict. They say it will endanger World War III. Iraq says U.S. wants to pressure Egypt into a separate peace. Begin continues to antagonize Arabs and is starting five new settlements on occupied West Bank territory. He has agreed to hold it up until the September 5th settlement meeting, but he says he's still going to go on with it. He's conquered territory from three countries. West Bank from where? Jordan. Gaza Strip from Egypt. South Lebanon from the Lebanese people. He's divided that country just like USA did South Korea from the North Koreans that they want to be united with. What's China been up to? Wooing the Second World according to a doctrine of three worlds. Trade agreements with Britain and Japan and West Germany. Trying to provoke war. That's what she's trying to do, because she thinks if we don't get the nuclear war over with, now everybody will have the bomb before it's over with. And there won't be zones of peace like this that will survive. Now they will. Now she can say, what did Russian radio say today? That 800 million Chinese will survive. Radio Moscow warned USA, this foolhardy plan is hurting you. Radio Moscow said, it is doubtful that you can save any of your people. Except the people that are in your submarine. That's what Radio Moscow said. Why do you follow this belligerent course? And ask Japan why they did. But more, they jumped USA because Japan had agreed to one clause being removed from China and Japan peace treaty. What was it? The anti-hegemony clause. That was anti, it means hegemony, those that are seeking total power, domination. And the Russians took it as a personal affront that it was aimed at them. And they agreed, the Japanese agreed to remove it, and so did the Chinese. But USA insisted it would put back in. And they say that you're provoking war. What's happened in Lebanon? The Palestinian Liberation Office was through a secret squad, supposedly, the news has it, the best I can determine, loyal to Begin's right-wing Zionist, arranged the bombing of that entire block, which killed 200 now plus people, over 100 innocent children. Not one Palestinian Liberation Front leader was killed in Beirut, Lebanon, but it wiped out their families. And you know Israel's going to pay for that. Iraq is mad as hell. That's why Iraq's having a dispute. Some are wondering why Iraq is an ally of the Soviet Union. Why are they having a dispute with the Soviet Union? Because the Soviets are trying to maintain peace. They say, well, you got to negotiate with Israel. You can't drive Israel into the sea. They are there. They're going to have their right to exist, too, as a state. Iraq says no business. USSR, Soviet Union, says, well, you got to let them exist. They got the bomb in the first place. It could start in World War III. Iraq says no way. Israel should not exist as a state. They should integrate the Jews and the Arabs in one Palestine state. A new state. Not a religious state. Not a Muslim state. Not a Zionist state. Not a Jewish state. Well, it's a difficult question. But also, what else about the Iraqis? The Iraqis are backing the Eritreans in Ethiopia. Why? Because they're Muslim. Ethiopian people are black and Christian. You understand what I'm saying? But they're still an ally of the Soviet Union. They also did something else. They offed 12 communists in their government, though two high-level government leaders in their cabinet still remain in Iraq. It's an oil-rich nation. Soviet Union needs them very much. And they still said that they're going to abide by their internal peace and friendship treaty, which goes through 1987 anyway. They offed 12 because they said they were trying to take over. They were included both Maoist and pro-Soviet. You understand what I'm saying? What is China's aim in foreign policy? Provoke nuclear war, which is inevitable anyway. You know what inevitable means? How many know what inevitable means? Please listen to me now. It means divide and conquer tactics. Nuclear war is going to have to be, will be. Nothing you can do to stop it. But all people should try to stop it, for Christ's sake, if they can. What has Senator Abrazek been saying? The British and U.S. capitalists stole the Mideast from the Palestinians. He asks also what difference is between CIA experiments on children and Nazi tactics and crimes. More than that, he said, what's the difference between a CIA experiment that... Did you know the CIA conducted experiments in every city in which they put LSD, just get some lonely person in a bar, dropped LSD in their cocktails? No way of knowing. They know they did it. They did it to one doctor who was in the CIA, who was working for the CIA, and he promptly went to the seventh floor, I think it was the seventh floor window, and leaped to his death. CIA did this just to experiment on human beings, like guinea pigs. Abrazek says, why are the Nazis any lower than the Americans? He said, the U.S., every state experiments on black people in the prisons, and every children, all the children, white and black or Indian, in the institutions. If they consider them some way to be institutionalized, for feeble-mindedness or something else, as physically handicapped. He said, what's the difference between the Germans and USA? He said, we got no reason to condemn Germany. We're as bad as Nazi Germany. Do you agree? I do. It's worse after seeing that evil once and then not changing your ways. He also asked what differences is between CIA experiments on children and Nazi tactics and crimes. He may even get reelected because he's been doing a lot of things for South Dakota, but I don't know. He may also get killed talking like that. He might, well, that's what the next sentence says. He also might get killed for his probing and criticism of the CIA. What is OPEC? Oil, petroleum, what? Oil, petroleum, exporting countries. It should be oil. What would be good? Oil, petroleum, exporting corporation. It should be oil refining. If they were refining, USA'd be out of business. Right now they export it, they had a crude oil, and USAID refines it, and they're making a slice of the profit. But Iraq is pushing, also the Iraq's got USA far madder than they got the Soviets, and they're warring with USA more. They say, pull away, pull away, pull away, make our own weapons, refine our own oil, and they're pushing for that 5% increase, and who did they get to go along with it? It hasn't gone through yet, and Carter says USA will lose perhaps as much as one-third of the present workforce will automatically have to be unemployed if it goes up. Who else? Shah of Iran. They're fastly all demanding, all OPEC nations are demanding 5% increase this year, and maybe more, but at least a 5% increase. They've just recently given a loan to who? Guyana. With no strings attached and a long term to pay it back. $8 million was given to Guyana. What is the breakthrough made by Brazil? Alcohol from sugarcane. They're making alcohol. They'll have 40,000 cars by 1980 going with nothing but pure alcohol made from sugarcane. Isn't that something, driving a car? Hey there, move your butt to the right and the left. Wake up. Move a little bit. Shift and shake. Rattle your bones. Making a plant here. In Guyana, Brazil's doing that. through a land lease agreement, they're going to make a plant to teach Guyanese, our country, how to make alcohol from sugarcane so that the cars here will be not have to be dependent upon oil. Boy, 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 boy. What's the big oil companies in USA? They're the ones that made all the money from oil, not the Arabs. The Arabs still making more because they're demanding more and more of the pie. But that's only begun in the last few years. Used to be nothing but the oil companies made the money. No, Brazil is setting up a factory here to make alcohol from sugarcane, teaching Guyanese how to do it also, so that they'll be able to. You see, that'll make it wonderful because we won't be dependent upon oil. You may be seated. Anything that's Muslim, anything that is at one place that Israel is in an alliance, the same with the Soviet Union. Israel backs Ethiopia. Did you know that? Why does she back Ethiopia? And she does, because she will always back anything that's not Muslim. It's Christian. And Ethiopia, she wants to stay on the side of goodwill of Ethiopia, because Ethiopia's been blowing her ships out of the water in that area. Ethiopia is the biggest one, so she backs Ethiopia against Somalia and the Eritrean rebels, though they're right-wing, both right-wing regimes. You have to find strange currents in politics, don't you? So that upsets Iraq, but they're still closer to the USSR. They're still in the military alliance. They still have a mutual defense pact, and it's USA that Iraq is really upsetting. Well, how do we know it? Because they're killing their ambassadors off in all their every place they can find them, having shootouts. In France, you remember? Ambassador, they tried to kill the ambassador from Iraq. In Britain, close ally of USA. What South American countries formed an economic alliance? And what does that mean? Brazil, Suriname, Venezuela, Guyana, Peru. You know what that means? What does that mean? That means that there'll be no border disputes. That settles the question of Venezuela that had some question about border dispute. And Suriname. Brazil never has claimed any part of the borders of Guyana. And there's trade, mutual sharing of economic knowledge and their prosperity. We have seen three documentary movies about actions taken by the United States against different countries. One was the action taken by the U.S. against Japan, Hiroshima. Another was about actions taken against Germany, Dresden bombing. And the third was about actions taken against Vietnam, Hearts and Minds. If you didn't know how mean America was, you saw those three films, you do. What do these three movies show about the United States? What do they show? It's on the blackboard over there. It shows in the first place that they'll always sacrifice people for profits. It shows that the Rockefeller Trust that was allied with Krupp in Germany, DuPont with IG Farben, helped make the gas chambers that burned our people. Blacks, I'm telling you, went up there too. They weren't just Jews. Hitler had no time for anybody that was black. They were considered inferiors, and down they went. So it was a setup. Does everybody have in your mind now? You must know it. Hitler's Germany was set up to take care of the only socialist nation at that time. He was an ally of all the military industries of USA. They had their own investments in Germany, right? So what happened? Hitler had a mania against Jews, and he had his own lust for power. So he got more and more of the European industrial belt than the U.S. felt comfortable about. You understand? Instead of just taking care of Russia, which they set him up to do, they got nervous. They gave him Czechoslovakia. Do you remember that? What was the name of the prime minister? Chamberlain. Following the bidding of USA, just gave him. So don't talk about USA concerned about the Jews. Hitler was on such talking terms, he said, Roosevelt, give me some trucks, and I'll give you all my Jews. Roosevelt wouldn't give him the trucks. How much did it boil down percent per Jew? Do you remember? 9 cents a Jew. 9 cents for every black. 9 cents for every socialist in those concentration camps. That's how much your Roosevelt, that some of you love, he wouldn't give 9 cents. Neither would the rich Zionist Jews in America. That's why they act like they're so guilty now and want to build a little state over there. They didn't do a damn thing that they could have. Come on. No more than black rich Americans do. And then Hiroshima. Why was the bombing of Hiroshima? Not only was it a cruel act, it looked just like a city like Ukiah, only much bigger, like San Francisco, really like a lot like San Francisco. Its weather's like San Francisco. All of a sudden, the beautiful trees and the houses and the parks and the schools, children just turned to cinder right in their school desk. Why was it done? Because they did not want the Russians to get part of Japan, which was the terms of war. Russia was in the Allies. USA at World War II called itself the Allies. Britain, USA, France, and Russia. Japan had already surrendered to the Allies. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? They'd already surrendered. The papers were in the Swiss embassy in Europe. But USA said, I want an unconditional surrender to the United States of America. Because if you surrender to the Allies, Russia automatically will get some of the islands that the Japanese had taken from her in the 1907 war before the Socialist Revolution in 1917. Which Japan won. So what did they do to make the Japanese surrender and violate the principles of international agreement and surrender only to the USA? They bombed those two cities and killed all those people. Not the factories. 1,300,000. I hope that blaze in your mind forever. You that think that Kansas City is going to stand in Chicago or some little country town in rural Alabama. You are silly. The bombs they now have are what? 7,500 times stronger than that horrible mushroom of fire you saw that looked like the sun being set off. There's no bomb in the arsenal of USSR, Soviet Union. There's no bomb in the arsenal of America that's not 7,500 times stronger than that bomb. Now you think about it. And it killed people, still killed them to this day. And it killed everybody, it made everything wasteland for 4 miles. 4 square miles. That bomb did. That's something to think about. And how did the Japanese war start? Was Pearl Harbor a surprise attack? No. The war had already begun. You see it in Tar, Tar, Tar if you watch the movie. USA had declared total economic sanctions and demanded of all nations trading with her so that Japan was cut off from all trade. Japan had to go to war. And Pearl Harbor was set up. The Secretary of State, you heard President Roosevelt say, we don't want to be put in the position in Tar, Tar, Tar of being the first to strike. We want the Japanese to do it. Though they did strike first. They sunk some submarines and they did other acts of war against Japanese in Southeast Asia. So Pearl Harbor was set up. And all the U.S. boys died in vain. All the Dresden people burned in those flaming fires, 100,000. What did it say even in that movie? None of the factories. The factories and the railways were not touched. Why? Because capitalism wanted to keep that property to take over after. American people could have helped free Berlin. And you show clearly on that film about Hitler in Dresden, they all were dancing a jig, jumping up and down. Why? Because they got a wire from Roosevelt in the last days of the war that if Hitler held back the Russians, they'd make a separate peace with him. You understand what I'm saying? USA would make a separate peace and let him keep a part of Germany. After he put all those millions in gas chambers. After he tortured innocent women and children and made lampshades out of them And even Eva Braun had a lampshade made from little children's skin. Who did they make look bad in the bombing of Dresden? Not Hitler. Kind of made him look like a nice guy. Made the Russians look bad. Though they didn't have any pictures to support the Russians doing any bad things. But you saw American soldiers, how many recognized their uniforms? Knocking bread out of women's hands. Slapping people back. Put an old man over, making him empty all of his pockets of the few crumbs that he had. You saw them switching people, did you? You saw them kicking people and rocking people at the side of the head. I don't know how they made out. Every Russian face I looked at looked awfully sweet to me. You remember the Russian women that were in high-ranking officers? The Russian general, Zhukov, that was head of all the armed services? And it's so easy to brainwash the American people because here, what do you have? They set up a situation that showed German mothers acting, crying over the communists raping their children. You remember? How they fled and they were all tearful. And it was all movie actors. And they called it so, didn't they? In the bombing of Dresden. They said this is propaganda. And I'll be goddamned if they didn't turn around and use the same propaganda on the American public, and I'll bet nobody caught it. They said the Russians were raping. They, at the end, were saying the same damn lie that the Germans were saying. They called the Germans what? Liars. They said they were lying to try to whip up the war sentiment. Oh, God. I don't know. That's what discourages me about American people. I don't know how you're ever going to get through to them. Most people think that the United States stayed out of World War II until the Japanese attacked on Pearl Harbor. Well, already I've given you the answer for that, haven't I? Who really won the war against Hitler and fascism? Well, who do you think? The Soviet Union. You think the U.S. capitalists might not have been completely happy about the defeat of Adolf Hitler? You most certainly can bet they weren't. They thought he'd be a good guy. They thought the Japanese capitalists, wake up please, would be... Now this is the only tape you'll have to get if you listen to this and the tape on what? Parallax View. I don't like to go over this, but I'm trying to save you from having to listen to many tapes. That's nice of me when my chest aches and my throat is sore as a boil. Okay? What? The Japanese were good guys. Wallace, Governor Wallace, just said the other day, they finally shot him into submission. He used to be kind of independent. They'll shoot you if you're independent right wing or left wing. Wake up, that sister over there leaning just clear down on her breast. I asked 2 hours ago for something called Robitussin. I have not yet seen it. You better take care of your office better than that. I'm telling you. As I don't have any interest in getting on, every breath takes great pain for me. All right. It's not a medication. It's not a narcotic. It's just something to loosen up the chest. So why do you have to explain that? You have to explain everything. Because I'm under a crystal ball, and people would go out of here and make up any lie they could, even though I've saved their lives, healed them, saved their families, got them out of jail. That's a man that loves you. A man who knows what people will do and still keeps on serving. But if I didn't have you, honey, I know what I'd do. I wouldn't have meditated tonight. I wouldn't have needed to meditate tonight. I'd have carried my body. Some of these people say, I don't know, I'm afraid what I'm going to do when I die. I don't want to be dependent. Honey, I wouldn't be dependent. I'd drag my bones. If I didn't have a little bit of flesh on them, I'd get my rear end on some craft. And if I had to just slide in there, you know what? I'd get to somebody. You know what I mean? I might have scrawny little bones if they were eaten away with cancer, but they might get just exactly around somebody. And if I got a hold on them, honey, I don't care if I had but about 18 breaths, that'd be the last they ever, you know what. I wouldn't need to meditate. You say, you know what you're going to do when you die. I know what I'm going to do when I find out for sure that you can live without me and I've not got any many months or years. I know that with what I have, if I didn't heal it, I've got a lot of pain. I'll have to have pain for years, but I can still go on and serve you for years. So I can't do that. I love you too much. But when I get to the end, oh, honey, I'm not going to take up a bed down there in the SU. Mm-mm. No, no. I drink Robitussin to that. Some of you can't handle that, can you? Some of you over here say, I want to go back I want to go back, and I just want to see Chicago one more time. I want to see San Francisco one more time, and it's not to see San Francisco. I won't see nothing from the time I land at the airport or drag ass in on a boat. I won't look at a face until I get where I'm going. And nobody will have to bury me when it's over with. Ain't that nice? They can make all of us into fertilizer. If they can find what's left. Hallelujah! Some of you ought to start thinking like socialists instead of worrying about your old ass, what you're going to do with it when it die. Hey now! I still don't have some of you awake now. What is a conspiracy? Well, God, what is it? A group of people that agree to do something to destroy people. That's how we know it today. What U.S. president was a victim of a conspiracy? You know who? Kennedy. What important civil rights leader was also killed by a conspiracy? You know who? Martin Luther King. Abernathy got on television today before the panel, said the government was involved. He said he's known it all along. Why in the hell he didn't get out of his nest? What do you know about these conspiracies? Well, look at Parallax View and you can see Kennedy going down. You can see one of them, Wallace, going down and making it look like the liberal reporter in the end has shot the conservative that they can't handle. You understand what I mean? They want everybody to get in line. What the big business interest wants is nobody to get out of that center line so they can pull on their little puppet string and get them to do exactly what they want. Don't think, just keep your eye on that TV or keep your knee on the prayer altar on Sunday morning and keep looking you up to the Lord and not questioning. Just sing your song, Amazing Grace, and trust in the Lord. But if you start to think right or left, I don't care what it is, right or left, they get your ass. And they got Wallace. He ought to prefer he got what some of the others, that they paralyzed him. Wake up now. Now they got a mouthpiece out of them, haven't they? Wallace said we should never gone to war with Japan. They were the enemies of communism. And Voice of America put him on for 24 hours straight. Said we should never gone to war with Hitler because he was a friend. He was against communists. He's really letting the cat out of the bag for the whole world to hear. Wallace wouldn't have done that one time. Wallace was too unpredictable. Oh, he was a racist, yes. He did a lot of foolish things, but he was talking about the big government and the Washington and the federal bureaucrats, and they don't like you to talk like that. It's a little bit the same kind of language that the socialists use. You understand what I'm saying? They'll shoot you down. You better shut up, know nothing, be nobody. You might as well be dead because you got to be like a splinter of wood. Not a brain in your head. The only thing you can talk about is the Lord. Or drink your liquor and stay drunk. Or keep glued on the TV and don't say anything in the wrong place. Or because if you do, you're going to get it. Because you end up in somebody's file. Yes, yes, plastic fantastic. They'll get you ass, put you in the concentration camp. They got, what'd they say, what did I tell you over the news? 173 million people are in the files of the FBI and the various agencies right now. Do you think you're not one of them? Oh, I know some of you don't think. You think you're in the Lamb's Book of Life. I know you. You ain't got religion out of your blood. But you'll get it out when you start that last breath. When you don't see angels, but you feel pain. You keep looking on that heavenly shit, and you'll die with it. Hallelujah! If a reporter or guest asks you these questions, how would you answer them? Do you vote in Guyanese elections? Of course not. How many hours are you required to work? Seniors not required any. Youth required none. But I work 8 hours from an able adult and do other work if I want to around my house and help the community. I love this community. It belongs to all of us. When do you plan to go back to the United States? Haven't thought about it. Don't want to. Different answers, your own answers, but all of them saying so much I wouldn't think about it. I'm not interested in going back. Got what I'm saying? Speak in your own language. Do you go to church here? Church? Where's the church? We don't have church here. We don't believe, we don't, because we have got different people believe different things, so we don't have church here. What do you do with people who don't follow the rules? Don't do anything with them. We just take them, counsel with them, see, tell them they're not going to get all of our privileges, so they don't help do what's right. They act out. We don't have anybody I know of that way right now. We get on to their case in kindly ways, talk with them, and say, you're not going to get to watch TV. You're not going to get to watch the movie. You understand? You think communism is better than capitalism? So let me tell you, I don't get in politics. We're in a non-aligned country, and I think there's good and bad in every country. You hear what I'm saying? There's good and bad in every system. You got what I'm saying? Obviously, I believe in sharing. I wouldn't be here. But that doesn't make me pro-Soviet or pro-China. I'm a free, independent thinker. You follow what I'm saying? What is Proposition 13, and what is happening with it? Well, you know what happened with it. Down the drain with all the programs for job opportunities, all of the CETA programs, everything. Minorities and women are the first to be affected, as Nell, who's back there still championing our cause very well, said. All go down the drain. Now they're appealing it to the Supreme Court because they say it violates the Constitution, which says that it must not be what? Inequality before the law. There must be fair and equal treatment. But it said even if the California Supreme Court holds it, NBC said, if they said it wasn't legal, the Supreme Court, as right-wing as it is now, will say it is. As of now, it stands. And Governor Brown, today, the most painful news is that he's demanding law and order. Got to do something about the crime in Watts, he named specifically. We've got to do something about the crime in these ghettos. He said he's going to get tough and wanted tougher laws. Can you imagine little, sweet, progressive, liberal Governor Brown talking like a law and order fascist? Well, he is. He wants to be reelected, and he'd sell his mother to anybody to get reelected. Don't tell me about these politicians. They'd sell out their mother to get reelected. A disease has broken out in New Mexico. What do you know about it? We don't know much. They won't tell us. Bubonic plague. Can you do anything to... how long does it take to kill? 5 days of agonizing pain. Any way to treat it? No. Not really known to man. What did it do? 1347, in 3 years and a half, 1351, killed half of the world's population. 75 million. How many had it? The last the news told us, and everything's blacked out, whited out since. Two young kids died in a Bible school in New Mexico. That's the last I've heard. There's not a word, speck one, in the news. Even Moscow raised the question on Moscow radio, but nobody knows. Don't know what the hell. You know how they control the news. They wouldn't tell you that half of Mexico was dead. They tell you what they want you to know, honey. Maybe it's not bubonic plague, but some other goddamn thing. You don't know what the hell they tell you. You can't believe anything they tell you half the time. One thing that makes it very nervous is it's right close to what? Where the CIA and the U.S. Army test bacteriological and chemical warfare. In White Sands, they found out that Legionnaire's disease is something that's been created by man. They don't know how to deal with it. Killed several in where? Bloomington, right down in Indiana, in Indiana University. They found it in the air conditioning. They've isolated it at the Atlanta, Georgia Health Services Center, but they don't know what they've got. They don't know how to treat it. It's killed a lot of folk in USA. Maybe killed a lot more, but we'll never know. We'll never know till it gets out of hand. Yeah, didn't it, though? Took care of all those old pensioners, even those old veterans. They thought they say old soldiers never die. They just fade away. They sure helped them fade away. What is the U.S. medical profession suggesting? Heart exams. Why are they suggesting it for Americans? Because 9-year-olds are dying of heart attacks. They suggest all U.S. citizens have heart attacks. Why can't they have them? Because doctors charge $200 for heart exam, and now with Proposition 13s in various states, you don't even have Medi-Cal, Medicare. You can't. Who can afford $200 in their budget for a heart specialist? Might as well tell a dog to go and learn to talk and study Webster Dictionary. All right, now, what is China's doctrine of three worlds? I sure don't have to explain that anymore, do I? First world is USA and USSR. They consider USSR more dangerous because it has more power. People has more participation. They can move their country quicker. Second world is the major capitalist industrial countries of Europe. And the third world is China and whoever else can get in there besides the undeveloped world. They're pulling some in there right now. They want to make it two worlds. The world of China against the world of USA is what they're really boiling down. Communism against capitalism is what it really boils down to. And USA's fallen for a big, big, end justifies the means, pragmatic game. It's all based on nuclear war, and they're trying to get USA and USSR to fight it out sooner than later. All right. What happened in a plane outside Chicago? A British armed Air Force plane with nuclear bombs. A guy, we don't know yet, never did say, said his investigation. Said it was all cordoned off, nobody could see what's going on. But they said they didn't know whether he committed suicide or whether it was sabotage. And they didn't know whether it was radiation, and I haven't heard another word. That's the interesting thing about Voice of America. They'll tell you all this shit going on, but they never give you a follow-up. I don't know why the hell they do it. I bet they don't even tell people at home this stuff. I bet a lot of them, they don't even know it. Because we talked to them on the radio. I know last night, I said, what's some news? Just about the last night's shit, about 7:30 this morning. I said, what's some news? Who is up all night, as I always am. And they said, well, they told me something about, can't think what it was. But it was just half of what Voice of America had told us. The most important half, they didn't tell. I can't remember what it was. In the movie The Parallax View, why is the reporter killed at the end of the movie? What does the movie tell us about the rich and powerful ruling class of the United States? That they can get anybody killed off? That they can get anybody silenced? That they can get everybody wiped out? Say, oh, that can't be. They wiped out every witness to the Kennedy murder. There's 20-some of them. They're all dead. Oswald was taken care of beautifully. You saw it before TV. Then the guy that got him mysteriously at a young age in his late 40s dies of cancer in the hospital a little bit later. Yeah? Don't tell me about conspiracies. The reporter knew too much. He had to go. And what did it make him look like? He was the fall guy. He looked like they made him a nut. They said he was a paranoid, obsessed with the delusion that this congressman was after his life. Can you imagine that? And set him up locked between two doors and then a rifle with his fingerprints. Too bad. Nobody knows any better. And the same old Warren Commission inquiry. I know it's hard to dispel the conspiracy theory, but this panel, after months of investigation and examination, has found that there was only one lone assassin. One maniac. That's the easy way out. And there are no questions. Yet. That's a pretty good point. What happened in the Congo? That goddamn capitalists are the meanest fuckers I ever know. They like to give you birthday gifts. I know some around here to work with them without on my birthday. People's Republic of the Congo was celebrating their 15th anniversary, and they were all having festive occasions, and all the people were off. They were all having free food and free drinks, and I'll be goddamn if U.S. didn't land thousands of mercenaries and try to bring about a coup inside their military. But didn't get done. They didn't catch them on their birthday with the pants down. The Black People's Republic of the Congo still stands. USA had a loss, but isn't that dirty? Can't even have a day off. Can't even have a holiday. Some of you say, I'm mad because I don't have this, I don't have it. We better watch ourselves these days. I'll give you some hours off in the morning. You know me, I'm always fair. But we better watch, we better work, we better get ourselves ready because we get our ass caught up in some movie or some kind of entertainment. Some of you got your ass caught up with your own dick and vagina. They cut you in your sleep while you're trying to get it done, never had finished it. I'm telling you, a mercenary could slip up on you because you're so preoccupied with trying to get it done, you won't even get the fun of having it finished. All right, still quiet. You'd fuck while your babies died. I know some of you. Because that's as far as you've come. And I see people in crisis worrying about sex. You better get back in your socialist classes. All right. And I hear people talking about loving when we got crisis of space in the whole family or somebody lost in the jungle and they're having sex that day. Let me tell you, dear, that husband don't love you. Let me tell you, husband, that wife doesn't love you. They'd be right here trying to think with us ways out of our dilemma. That would be the highest love they could afford. Not say, I can't stand it. I know what I'm talking about. Couples say, I don't like this. I could be home fucking. If you could, you are a miserable couple, and you deserve to be fucked by apes. Hallelujah. What's happening with SWAPU, Southwest African People's Organization? They refuse to accept ceasefire that the United Nations has drawn up, and Russia also refused to accept it, along with their ally Czechoslovakia, 14-2 vote, because they say UN not giving Namibia enough independence from U.S. capitalist domination. They are afraid that the South African troops will be there. They've got to have guarantees that the South African troops are out and that Walvis Bay is in their hands. Even though the UN guarantees it, they give them no machinery, no means of providing it. They've grown suspicious of the UN's ability to carry out anything it votes for. What worldwide conference is in the UN holding right now, and what is the U.S. stand? It's the Conference on Racism in Geneva, a world conference of over 100 nations. The only two nations that banned it in the entire goddamn world, USA and Israel. Why? Because they didn't want to face questions about their own policies of racist justice at home. They said so. That's what Young's note said. They stayed out. They banned it. They won't go. They tried to hide behind the propaganda screen. It was because Israel had been banned and that the United Nations called Zionism the religious belief that our Jews are superior and entitled to be in a state that is in a superior position to all non-believers, that Zionism was racism. And it is practicing racism. Israel's practicing it. They practice it against their own black Jews, the Sephardic Jews. Let me tell you, there's a hell of a mess going on in Brooklyn, too. Blacks are fighting with the, Hasidic Jews. It's outrageous. I didn't tell you all the news of it. Some of the shit's just too outrageous. They plot, trying to kill each other. The Jews, ain't this awful? They were once were fighting hand in hand, arm in arm, and they're fighting. They can't even go. They can't walk streets at night. Jews, vigilantes, trying to get at blacks and Puerto Ricans, and now they're trying to get back at them. And so the white man standing off saying, "Ha ha ha ha! I got to have taken care of my Jews. I've taken care of my blacks, and I've taken care of my Puerto Ricans." Let them all kill each other. Fools, fools. And the U.S. is unconcerned about the insult of her boycott at the conference to the people of color. The conference is called for abolition of the government of South Africa. I'm glad for that. Not just discussion, not just concessions. Abolition of the white racist regime of Union of South Africa. The removal of the government of Rhodesia. Said it's illegal, remove it. The removal of all white elements controlling Namibia. And some of these 100 countries at the World Conference Against Racism held by the United Nations, sponsored by the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland, are white. So there's progress in the world. What group went to this conference and what did they say about it? They also said it in USA. It was the Black Lawyers Association of USA. They said, not what Andrew Young said, that there are thousands of political prisoners in USA, but millions of political prisoners in USA. The Wilmington 10, the Harrises, not Johnny Harris, they weren't naming. The blacks showed for the first time a bright. Who are there? Some other Harrises besides Johnny Harris. Who are those Harrises? Emily Harris. David. William, what is it? Bill Harris, isn't it? Bill Harris. They're white. They're held in jail while Patricia Hearst goes through and gets off.